With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina has endorsed former President Trump ahead of Tuesday's New Hampshire GOP primary.
We need a president who will unite our country. We need Donald Trump.
The announcement came during a Trump rally in Concord, New Hampshire, last night. Allies of President Biden, meanwhile, tried to block third-party bids that threaten his reelection. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Worried that third-party bids from the centrist group No Labels and Robert Kennedy Jr. could take votes away from Joe Biden, the president's allies are taking action. In some cases, they're launching legal challenges to keep opponents off state ballots. Others are asking donors not to send money to lower-tier candidates. Demand for a third-party presidential candidate has reached record highs amid deep voter dissatisfaction with Joe Biden and likely rival Donald Trump. Greg Clugston reporting.
Thousands of pro-life activists rallied under falling snow on Friday at the annual March for Life as speakers urged the impassioned crowd to capitalize on the movement's major victory at the U.S. Supreme Court when it overturned Roe v. Wade, saying he was an unplanned baby himself to then-teenage parents. House Speaker Mike Johnson told the crowd society should promote a more caring environment for pregnant women.
You understand that we have to build a culture that encourages and assists more and more people to make that same decision. This is a critical time to help all moms who are facing unplanned pregnancies, to work with foster children, and to help families who are adopting, to volunteer and assist our vital pregnancy resource centers and our maternity homes, and to reach out a renewed hand of compassion and to speak the truth in love.
New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith also spoke. He said pro-lifers need to do more to protect the unborn, despite the Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. The battle over religious freedom will continue in Finland. Here's Michael Harrington.
In a case that has attracted international attention, the government is trying to punish a Lutheran bishop and a Christian member of parliament for stating that homosexuality is contrary to the will of God. Two lower courts have unanimously ruled in favor of Bishop Johanna Pohjola and MP Pavi Rasinen. The government is now appealing the case to the Finnish Supreme Court. The two were accused of violating hate speech laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alabama has begun enforcing a ban on the use of puberty blockers and hormones meant to help children live as the opposite sex. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has granted the state's request to stay a preliminary injunction that had blocked Alabama from enforcing the 2022 law. The state attorney general, Steve Marshall, calls the order a, quote, significant victory for our country, for children, and for common sense. This is SRN News. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke directly on Friday for the first time in nearly 4 weeks about President Biden's encouragement for a two-state solution for peace. Here's correspondent Ben Thomas reporting.
The president still believes in the promise and the possibility of a two-state solution.
Fundamental differences have emerged in the two leaders' visions for Gaza once Israel's war with Hamas ends.
Good friends and allies can have those kinds of candid, forthright discussions, and we do.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
It's not going to change the president's view that the best long-term solution for regional security, particularly the security of the Israeli people, is a free and independent Palestinian state.
Netanyahu says he's told U.S. officials in plain terms he opposes the establishment of a Palestinian state as part of any post-war plan. Kirby again.
You can't do that without also talking about the aspirations of the Palestinian people.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com.